Mark Carman joins us now, WGN Radio Sports. Hey, Carm, how are you?
I'm good, John. Good to be with you.
What's this Addison Russell story? I'm reading it everywhere now, including the Daily Mail of London. The MLB has opened an investigation into Chicago Cubs shortstop Addison Russell following claims that he hit his wife. I'm looking at now the screen grabs of tweets from a friend of hers alleging that he was abusive to her mentally and physically. And she herself was tweeting not that, but that she's anxious for a new beginning and she's going to get away from him, et cetera, et cetera. What's going on here?
Well, not good, obviously, for Addison Russell, for the Cubs, most importantly, his wife or ex-wife-to-be. And I mean, he has a kid with her and a kid with someone else prior to that. Unfortunately, John, I mean, this has kind of been rumored and out around, not out, but known by a bunch of people around Addison for quite a while. And I sort of got first wind of this all the way back in last year's playoffs. So you kind of obviously hope these things are not true. And you also certainly hope that if they are, they'll get handled outside of the public and social media and posts like that where, you know, a good friend of hers is chiming in. It's and I'm not blaming anyone here. It's certainly not the victim. But it's you just kind of – this is not a good scene for the Cubs. And MLB, there's precedent here where guys can be suspended even if there isn't an investigation. And right now, there certainly isn't a criminal investigation into Addison Russell, although MLB and the Cubs are going to look into what happened. I'm sure they'll talk to Addison, and I'm sure they'll talk to those who are involved. So – he's not in the lineup tonight, and it's possible that he could be suspended for a bit here. We'll see.
Well, he's not in the lineup tonight. Is it because of this?
I mean, he's been struggling. The guy's hitting close to 200, so you could say it's around the field or what he's doing on the field. But I would think that this coming out today has a large part in why he's not playing tonight. But he's been splitting time right now with Javi Baez.
Yeah.
At shortstop. So, I mean, you could say it's performance or what's going on. Who knows? But
she posted,
either way, yeah.
She posted, being free to be able to make your own choices for your own happiness beats being cheated on, lied to, and disrespected any day. So she's unhappy with the relationship, but she doesn't allege any abuse there. But her friend said in a comment, hateful is cheating on your wife, mentally and physically abusing her. Melissa did not want that out, didn't want that out, but I'll say it. He hit her in front of Aiden and Mila. Those are their kids, I guess. But let's worry about Melissa being hateful, she says. So maybe that's his sort of getting back at her. He says she's hateful, but she said, well, you were cheating on him. You were cheating on her, mentally and physically abusing her, and hit her in front of her kids. So that's where that sort
Right. And she's getting a lot of Melissa's getting a lot of blowback in the social media world. So I think her friend is coming to her defense that way, not necessarily just at Addison, but at people telling her to not talk about it. You know, that type of anger is out there. Like, hey, what are you doing to Addison Russell?
Right.
So her friend comes to her defense. You know, here's the thing too, and it shouldn't be all about money. I mean, that's probably, you know, should be way, way, way down the list. But when you're talking about having a separation from somebody and moving on with your life, impacting, if you're really not going to follow through with perhaps, you know, a criminal procedure, you know, she's done, I would think, some damage to his ability to make dollars, right? I mean, this is not good for him. So just this, going about it by going on social media is not the recommended way to do these things. I mean, this should be handled in private. I'm not, again, not blaming the victim, but you just look at what's going on and thinking, why would you put this out? Because now she's going to get cracked by all the lunatics on social media, and to what end?
Well, okay, but I mean, if he has been abusive to her, then you should 100% pursue that. Get yourself an attorney. Report it to the police. Do whatever it is that needs to happen. But going after somebody on social media only complicates things, doesn't it?
Yeah, I could listen. I 100% support her if she wants. If something did happen, and she wants to go to the police, she absolutely 100% should. I'm not saying anything other than that. But to do it this way, it's just I don't really see the win in it for her.
Well, okay. So what happens with Major League Baseball or the Cubs if somebody is accused of this but not convicted of something, abuse of a spouse or a girlfriend? Do they have rules in place? Then you're automatically suspended, or we wait until there's a conviction. How does that all fall?
Major League Baseball is going to investigate. They're going to talk to Melissa. They're going to talk to Addison. They're going to talk to people around it, perhaps her friend. And there does not have to be a criminal investigation for him to be suspended. Aroldis Chapman suspended 30 games for allegedly firing shots in a garage and at his girlfriend slash wife, I forget exactly. And, you know, there was no criminal charges, but he was suspended 30 games. Other players have been suspended up to 80 games for step off the field where they were never actually charged. There were charges pending, but he hadn't actually gone to court and had the procedure. So there was a guy for the Braves who was suspended for over 80 games. So MLB, depending on what they find out, along with the Cubs, could absolutely suspend Addison Russell.
She's 23, and he's 23 also, isn't he?
Yes, he's 23 years old.
Does he have a reputation? Do people know him to be hot-headed? See him as this smiling, nice guy on TV.
No, that's what's so shocking about it. When I first heard about this last year in the playoffs, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Because he comes across more as, you know, if you were going to do a spectrum closer to Derek Jeter or closer to a domestic violence abuser, I would say closer to Derek Jeter, much closer. But you never know what's going on, right? I mean, off the field is off the field, and on the field, that's a whole other thing.
All right. Anything else I need to ask you about on this story? He's not in the lineup tonight. Cubs are on a bit of a winning streak. That's really nice to see. And when does he get back in the lineup? If there is an open investigation, is it possible that he wouldn't be in the lineup for a while?
I would assume the Cubs are going to talk before the game tonight, and that'll shed light onto what the process will be. I would expect that, at least for the time being, I would expect him to be on the field. But how that plays out in the next couple of days over the weekend, who knows?
Okay, Carm. So, appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you, John.
Mark Carman, WGN Radio Sports.